Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get a chance to talk shop. We've had him on every year. He's got a great gala, a great charity, and he's college football royalty. He's certainly Florida Gator royalty. He won the Heisman back in 96. He placed third back in 95. And one of the good guys, that is Danny Werfel, who's with us here again on the show. Danny, what's going on, buddy? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, fellas.
You got it.
Hey, you know, Danny, your conference is so interesting right now. There's so many what feels like powers in your former squad, even though they do have that one loss, can still has a chance. When you think about the SEC and how – people want to say it's top heavy, but I think it's not. That's not really the issue. It's like cannibalizing in a sense. Is it becoming a bad thing that so many of your schools in this conference are getting so good that they end up eating each other and hurting the conference for the college football playoff? Do you see that?
Oh, you sure do. I think one of the things that I'm grateful for is, you know, we live in a world now where at least one loss doesn't automatically take you out.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's still a shot there, so I think that's fair. You know, I mean, you want to give hats off to a team like Clemson, who has just been unbelievable for the last several years and have done amazing things. And yet you also have to recognize that, it's a different world they live in. You know, they're not living in a world where a team that's won two games like a South Carolina may spring up and beat a Georgia. You know, you look at you just beat each other down, but it also, I think that's where the big boys live, and so I think it's obviously the best conference, and excited to be a part of it.
Danny, answer this: like the emotional meter of the Florida Gator fan, it's fluctuated a lot last couple of years, mm-hmm. largely toward, or at least maybe not largely, but teetering toward despondency for a little bit. You know, dying to get back to that place atop the mountain as they were in the 90s, for sure, when you were there, to real hope and real belief and almost an air of, you know, that cockiness returning. Where truly is the Florida Gator fan? How much belief and conviction do they have that they are in the waters of the big boys once again? Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, the worst thing that happened to the Gators over the last several years was Steve Spurrier and Urban Meyer, and they just setting the bar so high. And that's just human nature. Once your expectations are so high, it's easy to be disappointed. And so I think we've been through that season. I think we're, as fans, you know, there's always a little skepticism here that we don't want to get too excited too quick. But I think Dan Mullen has shown his true colors, and they're great colors for Gators. I mean, last year what he did with that team and how this team has adjusted to different adversity and you know, I don't think that we're overall as a squad quite there yet. But mm-hmm. boy, are we moving in the right direction? We're getting great press. We were on the HBO special. We've had game day twice. I mean, I'm just thinking about the future of the program. Looks really good.
I agree. That's Danny Werfel. Danny, of course, with us here, Heisman Trophy winner. He won it back in '96. His junior year, 35 touchdowns. Then he goes for 39, and he is obviously Gator royalty. We'll get to his Desire Street ministry. He's been doing great things there for years. And Danny's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
But Danny, let's take you to the other side of the conference, the West here, and the one team that has bested Florida this year was LSU. And this team feels so different than the LSU's that we're used to seeing, because their offense, the way that their offense is playing with the pace, and Joe Burrow is in the Heisman Trophy conversation, if not the favorite at this point. We know that they brought in Joe Brady, who was formerly with the Saints, and they changed the philosophy. Coach Ogeron is awesome. He's an old school ball coach. That mix of nouveau offense with, you know, this old school football mentality, it's made them a real contender. Where do you see LSU? I mean, can they best Alabama in a game that's happening 2 weeks from now? Both of the Alabama and LSU are off this week, so it's shaping up to be a hell of a matchup.
Man, well, you hit it on the head. I mean, that's going to be the biggest game of the year, I think, so far. And of everything you said, I would sum it up this way. I doubt we're going to have another, like, 2-1 score like last time. Or what was it, like, 3-1 or 9-3 or something.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. And I think what's happened is the game has continued to develop. And a lot of these concepts that you've been seeing in the NFL with the Patriots and a lot of other teams are matriculating down into the college game. And when you see, even like Alabama is not like they used to be in Alabama. They'll still run it down your throat. They're still tough. But they've got some complex passing systems going. Tua is making a lot of reads. And then that's what's come to LSU. And I've got, you know, a lot of friends that are LSU fans living in New Orleans, and that's where Desire Street started. And I was on the phone this morning with one of them, and, you know, of all the trash talking we've ever done, I just had to say, hey, man, I'm happy for you. You've got to really be enjoying this because it's special. They're doing some great things, and Joe Brady. And hats off, too, to Ed Orgeron. There's not a lot of old-school coaches that make space for some young whippersnapper coaches to come in and make changes at that level. So I think he's got to have a lot of credit as a head coach as well.
You know, I got to tell you, and Teague and I were obviously on Burrow and the ascent of the offense from the get-go. You know, you do this for a living, you got to pound the big stories. And anytime LSU is viable, it's a big story, clearly. But I walk away from the Auburn game, I don't want to use the word being, you know, unimpressed, but a little less impressed with LSU. And I actually picked them 2 weeks ago. I said, they're going to beat Alabama. I think I might have to take that back a little bit. I saw a team that struggled. I know Auburn's good. I get that. But they've got a freshman quarterback, and I was not exactly emboldened based on what I saw for 3.5 hours on Saturday to get back on the air today and say, yeah, I'm going to stick by that and say that LSU's going to beat Alabama. I think Alabama's going to win kind of going away now.
Yeah, well, that's hard to say. So I didn't see that game, and I don't know how close you're able to watch. Here's my question that maybe one of you could answer. Do you know the defensive strategy that Auburn, were they playing more zone or do they try to go after a man-to-man? Do you know?
The one thing that stands out from the broadcast, they talked about zone. That doesn't mean they didn't mix it up. And, you know, obviously I'm not watching it like a former quarterback, expound on the zone for a little bit. But go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, my thoughts was LSU has just been tearing apart every zone they played. And when Florida played them, you know, I felt like we could match up and press them and give them some man-to-man coverage like they hadn't seen and throw off some of the timing, make Joe Burrow make more accurate passes than just quick zone decisions. And we didn't do that. And so I was really disappointed in that. I thought we could have played them better on defense. And so as soon as I saw that low score against Auburn, that's what I want to find out is I'd love to see all the film and see what strategy they use, because you guarantee it. Yeah, if they held them to 20 with a 23 points, you know that every other team's going to try to do whatever they did.
Yeah, exactly right. You know Alabama will do that because Alabama's young right now. There's a couple of freshmen that are starting on the defensive side of the ball. But more importantly, Mac Jones, who had to fill in for Tua because Tua's got the high ankle sprain and the surgery that he had, he should play. If he doesn't, after watching Mac Jones, because I did the game for Compass Media, I'm not sure I'm as concerned about him. I didn't know much about him coming in to the game, Mac Jones, but I know he was highly recruited. He looked poised. He carried the part. They have three of the best wide receivers in college football, from Devontae Smith and Jerry Jeudy and even Waddle, who's the fourth guy. They're amazing offensively. Do you see them taking a big step back if Tua can't play? Because I didn't see it. Again, it was against Arkansas, but they look pretty damn good.
Well, I think that, you know, there's two ways to look at that. I mean, one is that's an encouraging thing if you're an Alabama fan. Whenever your backup can step in and perform at that level, that's a really good sign. It's also testament to the coaches, and then not just that week, but in general, how well do you prepare your backup quarterback? It's really easy to kind of lose track of that. A lot of coaches focus so much on their starter, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow. But the other thing is let's not forget how special Tua is. And when the games get tight and when the games get tough, you want your best guy. And I'm sure that not having Tua out there is the downside for him.
Obviously, we want to get into the Desire Street Ministries. We have to get a thought on the Heisman. Of course, you have a vote, and so still a few things we want to run by Danny Werfel, who's always good with his time and really doing important things in life, and he's been doing it for a while. But I want to ask you this, you know. It's funny, we see the footage, and, you know, you were listed at 6'1", maybe a little tick below it, but that's what they listed you at. You weren't yoked, you know, you didn't have muscles ripping on muscles here. I don't know your 40 time, but I'm pretty sure you weren't, Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson. But I watched somebody like Gardner Minshew just absolutely carve up the Jets yesterday. And I know the quarterback templates change in the NFL. Would you be better if you were drafted in 2020 or, you know, next year or this year than, say, in the mid-90s like you were in the fourth round? Would you be a better pro today?
That's a good question. I think whenever you play, you've got to end up in the right place at the right time.
Yep.
And so that has to happen. And, you know, my career, I was there so many times at different places up and through college that I'm just super, super grateful. You know, somebody that's a real astute student of the game made that comment to me the other day, and I hadn't really thought about it, but that, you know, there's a lot more going on in the passing game, a lot more quick decisions, accurate passing perhaps than when I was playing, especially with Ditka, where, you know, it's all run, play action, and big arm, you know, deep comebacks,
mm-hmm.
deep middle routes. And so perhaps, I mean, I don't know, but I'd love to agree with you. That sounds great.
We'll leave it at that. You would have been an all-pro today, Danny. Go
right, there
go back in the time machine, Danny. That'd be fantastic. Look, Danny, we just mentioned the Heisman. It's usually a quarterback award. Sometimes you'll see a running back sneak in there. But can you ever see a situation where you as a voter, and this would apply, I guess, to other voters by proxy, even though you're not proxy for them, could vote for a defensive player? We saw it with Charles Woodson back, I think it was my year, actually, 97, maybe it was 98, maybe it was the year after me. A defensive specialist, cornerback, won the Heisman Trophy. But Chase Young at Ohio State is unbelievable. He's got 13.5 sacks. There's still four games left in the regular season. I mean, could you see a defensive, like non-skill position defensive player winning the Heisman Trophy? Because he feels like he's the best player in college football.
Well, you're making a good point. And I mean, by asking the question, that's what gets it kind of on the minds of people. I think one thing would have to happen is it would probably need to be in a year where someone else didn't have a spectacular season.
Yeah.
So one of those years where, you know, someone didn't have a spectacular, or maybe two or three guys were great, but they kind of all fit the same profile. And then here's someone that looks different that's exceptional. I think it'd also have to be someone, definitely, you know, would have to be on someone that was on an amazing team. So, you know, you're looking at a team that probably has to be undefeated or a one-loss team that's in the national championship hunt, and
yeah.
their defense potentially has won a game or two for them, and it's just you can't overlook it. So I think those are some of the scenarios. It is a bit unlikely, but I think it'd be exciting to see.
Okay, Danny Werfel is with us here, Heisman Trophy winner 1996, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, Danny, one of the greatest things you do, I mean, you're great as an analyst, you're great as a football player, obviously, as we all know, the Heisman Trophy back in 96, but Desire Street, and we talk to you about this every year, started as a Bible study, tutoring center down in New Orleans, I mean, almost 30 years ago, that makes me feel old, because I'm older than you, but Desire Street is now going on to its ninth annual Desire Cup Golf and Gala fundraiser. It's October 31st through November 1st. That's obviously Thursday and Friday of this week. Tell us a little bit about this, a little bit more about this, and what's new for this season or this year.
Yeah, well, you know, there's for those of us in the Southeastern Conference, this is a huge matchup, Florida Georgia or Georgia Florida, depending where you're from. And there's so much enthusiasm and energy that we've, as a Desire Street, as a nonprofit organization, we've built our biggest fundraiser of the year around this momentum. And so we bring in players and coaches from both schools. You know, Spurrier and Dooley are always there. We've had Herschel and Emmett and a lot of great other athletes and celebrities and golfers. Tebow has been there. And so we have a big friendly rivalry where we actually compete on the golf course and raise money all for Desire Street, which is just an amazing thing that's been going on for 30 years. I've been part of it for about 22 now. And what started in one neighborhood in New Orleans is now all over the Southeast, and we're working with leaders in really difficult neighborhoods that live there and work there, and we've helped start schools and medical clinics and churches and housing programs and all sorts of really just amazing programs and relationships that have impacted hundreds, thousands of kids and families, and we're just getting started, in my opinion. It's not what you've done with your life, it's where you're headed, and we've got a lot of goals in front of us, and this tournament, the Desire Cup presented by Pilgrims, is one of the big ways that helps us get there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I can just imagine the camaraderie, the spirit for the schools. I mean, there's got to be a ton of trash talking. How's Tebow's swing, by the way? Is it ugly?
I tell you what, I haven't seen him in in a while, but I remember Young, when he was just coming out of Florida, we went and we did a little golfing together.
Mm-hmm.
And he swung so hard, like my back was hurting watching him. And he hit this ball. It was so far. Of course, he's left-handed, so it started off way left. It drew back, and, I mean, it was like one of these Happy Gilmore shots. Like, it was so far. So he's gotten much better, but he can hit it a ton.
Yeah, sure. Now, why am
that's
I not
a baseball,
surprised?
That's that baseball for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you another amazing story was Herschel Walker came, and he had broken his hand in some, you know, MMA fight that he was doing. So he just switched and golfed the opposite. And
get out of here.
And he, and he was good?
I mean, surprisingly good.
What?
Yeah, I mean, who can do that? But no, it's a
not me.
Incredible
sure.
event. We, you know, still got some space if folks are coming down there. But even if not, we've got what's called the 19th hole. So anybody listening, if you go to desirestreet.org, you can help support the event and Desire Street Ministries through desirestreet.org and the 19th hole.
Desirestreet.org. We'll have our producer, Santhor, put that out for you, get you some traction, some more traction on social media. It's an incredible endeavor, doing this for a long time, very selfless person. Danny, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Take care.
Be good. Always a pleasure.
Danny Werfel. He probably would have been better today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.